One of our favorite times of the month, our friends from the town of Fort Miller in the house, Jacana Hester and Chris Sodelli. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Lots going on in the town. Chris, we'll start with you. Fire station number 3, we just had our groundbreaking recently.
We did, and that was such a great experience because anytime you can add a new amenity like a fire station to the community, it's a big deal. And this is going to be a 10,000 square foot building that will be near the Mason's Bend neighborhood. And that is part of the community that this will help with response times for EMT and firefighters throughout the community. But it was great. We had the groundbreaking. We had our town council and our mayor and our fire chief there. And they had their golden shovels. And they had a chance to put that first pile of dirt on the construction site. So it was great.
It was really special.
And now you guys have started a new social media series, A Day in the Life. And I think, did I see one for Jacana the other day?
Yeah.
I did.
You did.
Have you done one for Brown Simpson yet?
Not yet, but that's an obvious one that we'll have to do. Yeah.
We need to follow him when he does maybe some umpiring or high school football games,
right,
too, a part of that.
Do some announcing, something like that.
But this is a cool series you guys are doing with your employees.
Yes. Yeah, so we just had, obviously, our second video with Jacana and Dina, who's our assistant events coordinator. So that is a great series. We're doing, it's a video series for social media and spotlighting different job titles throughout town. So we already had a parks and recreation superintendent first, then the events coordinator. Coming up in a couple weeks, we're going to show the day in the life of a rookie firefighter.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Which should be really fun. Yeah. And then coming up, we're going to have a street supervisor with our public works department, who's always out doing all the paving projects for the town. And then after that, I believe we're going to do a stormwater coordinator. Mina, who's our stormwater coordinator, she does a lot of litter pickup and beautification projects throughout town. So this is a great way just to show off the normal day in the week in a specific employee's life.
And I think it shows just how many people it takes to operate a city and a community well, and that people don't think about all those different roles and positions. So that's really fun. Were you nervous when it was your day to, like, when your story's out there?
We had to retake it about 10 times.
Did you?
That's Tony real. McMahon, that's real. Our media technician, he's
great.
Amazing, and
he
does great videos. Yeah.
Yes, and I would argue Jacana and Dina's video is probably the best one we've ever had. I thought it was really good, and Tony is our media production technician. He does a great job as well. So keep an eye out for the next one in a couple weeks.
And a big award for Town's Keep Fort Mill Beautiful Committee.
And I had mentioned Mina McLean McDonald. She is our stormwater coordinator, and she has spearheaded a lot of beautification and cleanup efforts throughout town. This was a great kind of cherry on top. The town council was there to receive a certificate. The town's Keep Fort Mill Beautiful Committee became an official affiliate of the Keep America Beautiful Group. And basically what that is this group helps keep Fort Mill clean. So they sponsor litter pickups. They do pollinator gardens. They help coordinate recycling days. So that was a great experience to see the town receive that affiliate recognition at our council meeting.
What's the latest on the community center renovation?
So the public should keep an eye out. I just filmed a video tour with our assistant project manager, and we're showing some of the updates, and it looks great. This is a project this was the former Bank Street Gym that became the community center, and a lot of the public knows this has been a building everyone's familiar with, but it was getting a little older, so it needed some upkeep. So the new building, I've seen it. They've redone the entire gym. They've added portions out the back. There'll be classroom space, a 2,000 square foot activity room. There's going to be room for pickleball, basketball, volleyball. The community will be able to use the meeting spaces. So keep an eye out. Video is coming, but this project should be finished probably at the end of the year.
And finally, what's the best way to sign up the town newsletter and mass notification services?
Yes, there are a lot of ways to keep up to date with the town of Fort Mill and our initiatives and our programs. If you go to www.fortmillsc.gov and go to the mega menu on the top and look for communications, there is a tab for our newsletter, and it's called Fort Mill Connections. You can see our archive all the way back, I think, to 2023. You can read every newsletter we've had. And we give you guys a shout out on there every month, put a link to this interview. And but you can also, you can sign up there. And then there's also a tab for our mass notifications.
Right.
So if you want to get alerts, if there's water main breaks, if there's emergencies, weather notifications for severe weather, you can sign up there. It'll show you how to walk through and select which alerts you want.
And we'll transition Jacana now. Jacana, just in a couple days, September 11th, 25 years ago, we mark memory of that. And I know the town of Fort Mill's got a lot of stuff planned for it.
Yes, so we are hosting a day of remembrance. That morning we are going to start off at 8:46 a.m. We have downtown area churches that will be ringing their bells to signify the time that everything started on 9/11. And then we will immediately go into the reading of the names of the 412 first responders that died that day. We will be doing all of that in front of Town Hall, and we'll be live streaming it for the public to view at our town's YouTube channel at Fort Mill TV. But we have our town staff, we have the American Legion, the Sons of the American Legion, the Ladies Auxiliary, some of our Strawberry Queens, they will all be doing the reading of the names. And we will have also a display out front. The Fort Mill PD will have a police vehicle out there with a memorial wreath. And then we have the fire department will have their turnout gear with a memorial wreath. And we have are placing 412 flags in honor of those first responders out on the front lawn on North White Street as well. And then Sunbelt Rentals, they have donated the equipment and the flag. They will be displaying that along Audrey Street on Friday. And then we have a few partnerships going on. The Boy Scouts of America, the Palmetto Council, they will be placing their flags for heroes in Walter Elijah Park. There'll be about 200 flags out there in honor of local heroes. And you can go out there and view those. And then the Fort Mill American Legion, they are having a first responders appreciation lunch on Friday at the American Legion. And we have partnered with them. We are collecting thank you cards for first responders. So you can write a thank you card, a note, a letter, and drop that off at Fort Mill Town Hall through tomorrow afternoon till 5 o'clock. You can drop that off, and then we will be giving all of those cards to the first responders at that lunch on Friday. So we're just trying to honor, everybody that was lost that day, but especially our first responders, and just thanking them for what they continue to do for us today.
The following day, we have Jazz Night in the Park at the Fort Mill Amphitheater at Walter Elijah Park.
Yeah, so Saturday, September the 12th, 6 to 9 p.m., we have kind of our last concert of the summer. It's Corey Luchin and the Traveling Blues. They'll be kicking us off, and they are just a mix of blues, funk, beach music. And then we have Grace Kelly, who is a national artist. She's performed with celebrities such as Harry Connick Jr., amongst many others. But she is amazing. She's a singer, songwriter, but she'll have a band with her as well. And she will finish out the evening for us. We have food trucks, lots of food, snacks, drinks, beer and wine. So it's just a great night to come out and enjoy the last bit of summer that we have.
Well, as we transition to officially fall in October, we've got the Scarecrow Crawl. It's a tongue twister for me. Starts October 2nd to the end of the month, and then the Fall Festival on the 17th.
Yes. So our Scarecrow Crawl, we will have around 150 scarecrows this year. We had to create a wait list like we always do to get in, but you'll be able to walk around our downtown area and view all of those. It stretches along Tom Hall, Claiborne, Main Street, North South White Street, up into Millstone Park, and down to Walter Elijah Park. So you'll be able to walk around and see the amazing scarecrows that our community comes together and creates for us each year. And that event brings just thousands of people to our downtown area every year. So it's great for all of our downtown merchants as well.
And then, of course, the Fall Festival on the 17th.
Yes, and that will be just a fun day, lots of fall fun going on. We have bands, food trucks, vendors, and we have Touch a Truck event that's hosted by our town departments from 2 to 6. But you can find all that information at our town website, fortmillsc.gov, and just follow Town of Fort Mill on social media for all the updates.
Chris Chicana, as always, thank you for being here with us to update us on everything Fort Mill.